peace of God that passeth all understanding. There'll be mentioned here two or three times a confusion about people. They say they're confused. They don't understand. They don't understand whether they're all to say. God is not the author of confusion. And I hope we can understand tonight when we get to that, that the peace of God that passeth all understanding is that I don't know about y'all, but I can't understand how I can have peace with God. And I believe that's what it's talking about. He's not the author of confusion. The peace he gives you is not of the world. It's not.
Amen.
I believe in all my heart that if you're in trouble and that trouble goes away and peace comes in, you're going to understand that. I believe that. What I don't understand is why Jesus would be willing to give his life for me, why God would give his son for me, and he wants me to understand that. There ain't nothing God don't want us to understand. So, he's not a God that caused confusion. Satan's causing your confusion. And I'd ask you to pray for us that the Lord will help us. And there's people in here, and I believe in all my heart, I ain't trying to talk nobody into something they're not. If you're not saved, you don't know you're saved, you pray till you know. But if you have been saved and you have peace with God and you can pray to be saved from now until the Lord comes back or you die, you're not going to get saved again. I believe in the peace of God. And so y'all pray for us. I want to go to the Psalms 116th. All this is very familiar. I'm going to say this. I believe and I pray that the Lord will help us be able to bring that out and clarify that in a little while. I've heard Sister Teresa talk about when the Lord saved her soul and the Lord told her to get up and shout, and she did, and she just rejoiced all over the house. I believe her when she tells that. I do. I believe the night I got saved, I'm going to tell you what I done. I just got up, and I walked out there. They had them old metal poles there on the front porch at Rocky Mountain. I threw out my arm around one of them and just stood there. Bobby Hill followed me out there, didn't say a word to me, and I'm thankful he didn't. It was just peace for me that night. But the next night, when I got willing to step out on faith and follow God and let it be known, they said I about tore the house down. I don't remember much about that. I rejoiced. I wore a spot out walking in the carpet. When you get saved, it's peace with God. And then when you step out on faith and let that be known, that's when the blessings begin. Teresa got saved, and immediately she got up and let it be known, and guess what? The blessings began. Sister Helen, woo-wee, woo-wee, she got saved, she raised up, and let it be known, woo-wee, woo-wee. It took me a night to get to where I could do that. But I believe when a heart of man believeth unto righteousness, with a mouth of confession is made unto salvation, there's a reason that's in that.
Amen, that's right.
We're to confess what God has done for us, and until we're willing to do that, you're not going to get the blessings.
Amen.
So I'm not trying to tell you to do nothing. If you ain't got it, don't do it.
Amen.
But I have a hard time believing that somebody can't know if they pass from death unto life, and they can't be in trouble and get peace. God is not the author of confusion. All right, y'all pray for me. Need the Lord. This is a touchy subject. Everybody was talking about it. Luke talked about it. He's talked about it two or three times. We've all talked about it for years. It's something that's happened. It should be happening. I think it's come from, I don't mean to say I'm meaning this, but overblown testimonies down through the years. I believe people get a little bit excited when they tell their testimonies, and sometimes it sounds just a little, I never saw a light. You may have. Paul saw a light. I don't doubt you, and I don't doubt him. But sometimes we make it sound like it's just so miraculous that it don't sound like peace with God, does it? I want you to know the night I got saved, yeah, the next night when I told it, the blessings come in. The night I got saved, I got peace. I walked home with peace. And I walked home that night. And I'll tell you this, the nights before when I'd walk home, I was scared. I ain't going to lie to tell nobody. I was, but the night I got saved, I went home with peace.
Amen.
I was no longer afraid.
Yep.
I didn't know enough about it. I'd heard the song, I Saw the Light.
Yep.
You know, and I didn't. And I thought, why? You know, why didn't I see the light? And is that really what it is? That's the only time in my life since I've been saved that I doubted my salvation. Was right after I got saved. Because everything I'd heard, I was looking for something that I didn't get. And it was just peace. I fell down back yonder just brokenhearted and crushed as I could be. And I ain't going to say everybody as crushed as I was. I don't know. That's between you and God. But I was crushed. I'm just being honest with you. And when that was gone, it was gone.
Amen.
And I didn't know what else to do with it. And so I just got up. I raised up, and Brother Bobby was standing there, and Brother Raymond Sullivan, they were standing there. And I looked up at them, and they didn't say a word. They just looked at me. And I've always said, heard people say everybody looked pretty and beautiful. Now, I loved them. I did. I loved them for caring about me, but I couldn't tell they looked any different to me. I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
I look pretty to Brad.
Amen.
And maybe I look pretty to them. But I'm not trying. Listen, once again, I'm not trying to talk you into anything.
Amen.
I'm just trying to tell you what the Word of God says about salvation.
Amen.
I love the Lord because He hath heard my voice and my supplications. Because He hath inclined His ear unto me, therefore will I call upon the name of the Lord all as long as I live. Why did He hear His voice? And what happened? He loved the Lord because He hath heard my voice and my supplications. The Bible says all that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I believe that. I also believe that you must be in trouble when you call upon the name of the Lord. You must be convicted of your sins. You must realize you're guilty. And I believe when you get in that shape and you have a contrite, a crushed spirit, I want you to know I believe with all my heart He'll save your soul. And I believe it because it happened to me. I believe it because it happened. I believe to be David's testimony. But because He inclined His ear unto me, therefore will I call upon Him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell got a hold upon me, and I found trouble and sorrow. Death is all about us tonight. Listen, lost friend, tonight you better pay attention. Those children today that was killed, I believe they said it was 9-year-old. And I want to keep this peaceful tonight. I want you to understand there is a peace with God.
Amen.
I want to calm down just a little bit tonight. I don't want to get too tore up. But listen, you need to get things fixed. But the sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell got a hold upon me, and I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech Thee, deliver my soul.
Yes.
Gracious is the Lord. Righteous, yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple, and I was brought low, and He helped me.
Amen.
Listen to what it says here. Return to rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. I want you to know David was at peace before the pains of hell got upon him, before he realized he was guilty in the sight of God. I want you to know he was at peace. He was at rest. And I want you to realize after he called upon the name of the Lord, he had rest or peace again. And he had to have trouble. Somebody asked me at the jail one time. They said, Brother Jeff, how you know when you got saved? How you know when you got to peace? And I asked them a question. And I asked you one too. Have you ever had a headache? Have you ever had a bad headache? And they said, yes, I have. Did you know when that headache went away? And they said, yes, I did. I want you to know, you will know when the trouble goes away. And I believe it's between you and God, and you'll know. Once again, don't y'all, nobody here say, I'm trying to talk somebody into being saved. That ain't my business. My business tonight, God has let me know from the time I lifted my eyes up this morning that I need to try to deal with this confusion.
Amen.
And I'm going to try my best to deal with it.
Amen.
Number 7, return to rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living.
Amen.
I want to ask y'all something. Does that sound like anybody that's confused? Does this person sound like they don't understand what happened to them? I don't believe that he was confused not one bit about what had happened to him. I believe he knew that he was in a fallen state. He knew he needed to be delivered. I believe he knew when he got that peace from God, he had rest again. I believe he knew that he would walk before the Lord in the land of the living. This is somebody that had got saved and knew that he was saved. I want to tell you, I'm somebody that stands in front of you that has got saved, that knows that I'm saved.
Amen.
People think it's arrogant when you say that you know you're going to heaven. I will walk before the Lord. It ain't nothing arrogant about that. It ain't nothing I've done. It's what God done for me. But listen to me. I want to go on down. And he said, I walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believe, therefore, I've spoken. I was greatly afflicted. And I said to my haste, all men are liars. And I want you to know the word of God is truth, and all men are liars. And listen, it said, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits towards me? What can I do for the Lord? For what he's done for me. He just saved my soul. What can I do? What can I do for his cause? What can I do? Ain't nothing we can do to help him, but we can give him honor and glory.
Amen.
And I think y'all, many of y'all do it when you stand up, maybe do a prayer request. You'll say, first, I want to thank the Lord for saving my soul. I want you to know that's what you can do for the Lord, for all his benefits unto you. You can thank him for what he's done for you. And that's what David was saying. What can I do? I'm just a man. Well, what can I do for the Lord for what he's done for me? And listen, I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord, and I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Now he says that again in the 18th verse, the exact same words. This is in the 14th verse. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. When you do that, and I believe in all my heart, the redeemed of the Lord should say so. In the 107th division of the Psalms, I believe there's a reason for that. It gives God honor and glory for what he's done for you. And I want you to know how you can be saved. I want you to understand. I believe in all my heart there's men that's got saved in a foxhole somewhere calling on the Lord. They did God. They was afraid they was going to die, and they did die and never confessed it. I believe that man was still saved. I want you to realize, but there's a purpose for telling what God's done for you.
Amen.
It's for him to receive honor and glory, and for you to receive blessings.
Yes.
That's where the blessings begin, when you begin to follow after God.
Amen.
Help me.
Amen.
Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Oh Lord, truly I am a servant, and I am a servant. And the son of thy handmaid, thou hast loosed my bonds, and I'll offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and I will call upon thy name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord now in the presence of all his people, and in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord. Now I want to go over here, and we're going to go over here in the Philippian letter in the fourth chapter there, and we're going to take our text, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now, listen, that's why David could say, I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. So I realize the peace of God that passeth all understanding. I believe he gives us peace, not as the world gives us, but how he gives us peace from God. And I want you to realize tonight, if you've ever had trouble, you had to have trouble, and then that peace come in. I can't tell you when you're saved, neither can any other man. But I want you to know Satan will tell you that you're not. And he is the author of confusion. He will tell you that ain't good enough. That ain't going to get you there. He will tell you these things, and if you ain't careful, you will listen to him. But I want you to know the peace of God that passes all understanding, that a man can be saved. I want you to realize our nature is sinful. I read to you over in Job, Brother Dye, and that is our nature. I want you to know, if it wasn't for the grace of God, we would all be bound for hell. None of us would have no hope. I want to read just a little bit more. Apostle Paul still doing the speaking of Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 17, he said, that the Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height. I want you to know he wants us to comprehend what God, he's done for us. And listen, what he goes on to say it. He said, and know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. I want you to realize, once again, we got something here. How do we know we passed from death unto life? Because we love the brethren. I want you to know the love of God. How passeth the knowledge. I want you to know I can't understand the love of God. I really can't. I can't understand why he would give his son for something like me. That's the part that's we can't understand. I can't get a grasp on it. I've been preaching now for 20 years and I still don't understand why he would do what he done for me. But he came and he died on a cruel cross for something like me. I want you to know God will never confuse you. Yes, and he sure enough won't confuse you in saving your soul. That's why it's set up like it is. That's why he made the plan like it is, that it takes godly sorrow and it worketh repentance unto salvation. You've got to have trouble to ever be able to get peace. And I want you to know nobody wants to hear that no more. Nobody wants to hear it. Everybody wants to, the simple way of accepting Christ, being baptized, this and that and all other things. I want you to know he still has to accept you. Now I want you to know you can reject the word, and I believe that brother told us exactly where it is last night. They would not receive him, and if you won't receive the gospel of Jesus Christ, you will never get saved. Amen. You've got to believe. But honey, when you do, when you believe that you're a sinner and you're guilty of the blood of Jesus Christ and he died for your sins, he will give you power then to become sons of God. How's that power work? He will convict your lost soul. And honey, you'll find trouble and sorrow, the pains of death that get around you. You'll know that you're going to die. And I want you to know, I think you'll realize when you die, you're going to go to hell if you don't get peace with God. I think it's essential. I think that's how we know. Hereby we are justified by faith. Cause what? We have peace with God.
Amen.
It ain't none of us just. No, not one. But what gets made just? The inward man. What did we read a while ago? that Christ may dwell in what? Your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love might be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height. I want you to know, honey, I still don't understand it all completely, why he done it all for me, but I believe I will someday, because he said that we could, and I believe I will. But listen, he said, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth the knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Honey, I believe that. I believe it's just like it said. I believe there's a knowledge there that we can know the love of God. I believe there, it changes us when we pass from death unto life. I believe in all my heart, when we become lost and there's a separation between us and God, the trouble's going to set up in our old souls. And I believe in all my heart, when that happens, the only way that can be fixed is calling on the name of the Lord and putting our trust into a living Savior. And when we do that, he will give us peace.
Amen.
And you say, well, you prove to me where the rejoicing begins after you confess. And I'm fixing to you.
Amen.
I'm going to go read it to you. There should be rejoicing after you've been saved. I believe if you believe unto righteousness, I believe there should be a confession made unto salvation. That's the beginning of the fruits. I still believe, and I know some disagree with me, but I believe all through Acts it teaches us that after we're born again, that we should follow the Lord in baptism, unite with the church and be baptized. And you want to find rejoicing, that's where you're going to find rejoicing. When you start following God and doing what he'd have you to do. It's been mentioned here all over and over all night that we should follow God. Listen, we should follow God. What's his word tell us? It tells us that we should follow him in the way of baptism and his example that he laid out, that we might fulfill all righteousness. So y'all pray for us. Philip went and talked to a man, a eunuch. And he come to him. God sent him to go to this. He was in a big revival. There was hundreds, maybe thousands being saved there. And God told him, said, you go down here. And he went down there for one man. I'm thankful that the Lord, the night I got saved, I don't know if anybody else got saved that night. I've heard people tell about it. I know it was 13 of us got baptized. The night I got saved, it was between me and God. I'm thankful that he passed by for one lost sinner. I'm thankful that he crushed my heart and convicted me. I'm thankful that when I called upon his name, not even knowing how to pray, and you say, well, how could you get saved if you didn't know how to pray? Honey, I called on him from the depths of my heart. I can't tell you a word I said. I just knew I needed God more than I needed my next breath. And honey, when I got in that shape that I wanted him more than anything else in this world, honey, he looked down upon me and gave me peace from heaven.
Amen.
Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to the chariot. And Philip ran thither. He ran when the Spirit told him to go. And heard him and read the prophet Isaiah and said, understandest thou what thou readest? And that poor old eunuch was sitting there, and he said, how can I accept some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. I want you to know, somebody in your life helped you get to the Lord. And you can I want you to know the stars, the heavens, all the creation declare there's a God. You will be without excuse no matter what. But if you've got there's been help. Then the place of the scripture which was read was this: He was led as a sheep before the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before the shearer, so he opened not his mouth. And in his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. Who shall declare his generation? For his life was taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, whom speaketh the prophet? This of himself or of some other man? And I want you to pay attention to what it says. Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And I want you to understand, honey, it's the giant name of Jesus that makes a difference in things. Brother Luke mentioned the other night, it's not the cross. Preaching of the cross is the power of God unto salvation, but it's not the cross. It's what hung on the cross. It's Jesus Christ that makes a difference. He's the one that changes things. And I believe He told him a whole lot more to do than just being saved there. I believe it in all my heart. I don't know where along in this chariot ride this eunuch got saved, but I believe he did. I believe something happened to him. I believe there was a change in this man. I believe he passed from death unto life. I believe this man got saved by God's grace. And I want you to listen. He says, and they went up their way and came unto a certain water. Then the eunuch said, see, here's water. What doeth hinder me to be baptized? I want you to know Philip still didn't know there had been a change in the man. Here's water. And he said, what hindereth me to be baptized? Philip was waiting to hear something from him, and that's what we still do today. And honey, when you get willing to follow God, there will be some rejoicing after that. And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, he still didn't know if he'd believe with all his heart. Nobody knows my heart but me. He said, if thou believest with all thine heart, and thou believest, and he said, with all thy heart thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And I want you to realize you have to believe in all your heart. You got to believe, as he mentioned the other night, it's more than just the simple that he is, but you got to believe with all your heart, all your mind, and all your being, and to the depths of your soul. And when you believe that, I want you to know he'll speak peace to your heart. And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord called away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more. And he went on his way,
amen,
rejoicing.
Amen.
Where did the rejoicing come in? Obedience to God.
Amen.
We don't like saying that. We don't, but it is.
Amen.
We're to be obedient to God.
Amen.
If you've been saved by God's grace, you're not being obedient if you're not telling it. Once again, I'm not telling you if you have been or not. I'm just telling you what the Word of God says. We read to you about a man named David. And I'm fit to go read just something. I'm going to go read a little bit more. Over there, we always quote that verse in the 100th division, 7th division of the Psalms. The first, second verse. It says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord for his good, his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Listen, four different times this is said. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to his children of men. That is in the 15th verse. I want you to know in the 8th verse it says, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men." And the 21st verse, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men." In the 31st verse, guess what it's going to say? "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness, for His wonderful works to the children of men." Let the redeemed and the Lord say so. We're to give Him praise for what He's done for us. That's the goodness. That's the peace that passeth all understanding. I can't understand what all He done for me. I can't feel all what He done for me. I can't get to the point. No man knows what Jesus Christ went through for us. It passes all understanding that I can have peace with God. The knowledge of what God's done for me. So I ask you tonight, have you ever been to that place? That's between you and God. But He'll carry you back to a spot. I stood there, I think it was just last night. I went down here where Jackie is. My head was laying right there where you are, Sister Linda. Raymond Sullivan was right here when I raised up. And Bobby Hale was right here. It's as plain as day to me. It's never changed. I walked out. I went out there. I grabbed a hold of that corner post. And I just stood there. And Bobby Hale walked out there and just looked at me. He was wanting me to tell him. He wasn't trying to encourage me. He wasn't trying to help me. And I ain't doing that to you tonight. But I'm telling you what the Word of God says about it. You'll know when you're saved. There's no confusion about it. All understanding. Do you think God would set up the plan of salvation, give His Son to come and die for your sins, do all these things that you could be saved, and then you not be able to understand you got it? Does that make any sense to anybody here tonight? Do you think that is our God? Do you? Does anybody here tonight raise your hand if you think our God would do that? He done it that men would praise Him. They would pay their vows in the presence of His people. They would give Him honor and glory. That's why He done it all. To show love, to show grace, and show mercy. And we might understand that He loves us. And He wants us to love Him. And you can't do that without being obedient. You can't do it. I'll pay my presence. I'll take the cup of salvation. I've said this over and over, and I'll never quit saying it, because the day this happened to me, I was studying about that. I went there to get a shower in the bathroom. I preached in the bathroom one time just to my wife. You say I'm crazy if you want to. Be obedient to God.
Amen.
He laid something on my heart. I said, "God, I ain't got nowhere to preach. I ain't got nowhere to preach." He said, "Preach." I said, "God, I ain't got nowhere to preach." He said, "Preach." I said, "God, what do you want me to preach on?" He told me what to preach on. I said, "Get my Bible." I'm standing in there in my britches and my t-shirt. She goes and gets my Bible. She don't think nothing about it. She knows I'm crazy. I said, "If you don't care, will you sit down there on the commode?" She sits down, and I go to preaching. And she's sitting there. I'm preaching in the bathroom to me and her. And I mean preaching. I'm not sitting there reading some scripture. I'm preaching.
Amen.
And we get to church, Rocky Mount, and Brother David Swindle is my pastor. I'm sitting in the morning being called. She said right back out, "And guess what that man turns to? And guess what he preaches on? The very exact thing."
Amen.
my God is real. I was studying one day about that cup, and I went to get my shirt, and I got in there and unshakable. I just fell down, and I realized. And he said, take his cup from me. Take the sufferings, the pain, the sin of the world away from me. Please, God, take it away, but not my will. But your will be done. And I thought about that. I'll take the cup of salvation, and I'll pay my vows in the presence of all his people. I got to drink his cup, and he drank mine. Why wouldn't you praise the Lord for all his benefits unto you? I'm a crazy man. I believe these things. I believe him. Do you tonight? Do you believe what I've preached tonight? I believe it. I wouldn't be preaching if I didn't.
Amen.
I believe he makes it plain for a man to know when he's saved.
Yeah.
The devil gets in there right afterwards and he plants seed of doubt. Ain't that amazing he can get in there right afterwards? Don't let him deceive you. God is not the author of confusion. Now I'm going to tell on myself. After I say, I told it that night. I stood right over here, walked a hole in the spot of the carpet. They all told that was the night I got saved. Rocky Mountain, they told it for years, you know, Marty. Some of them still think it. Before I could own my call to preach, I had to tell them. I went up there and told them how sorry I'd be. And I told them, I never told them that's when I got saved because I never even got up to testify. But one time, and I just thank you for saving my soul, I didn't tell. I told them I got saved right back there. And when I done that up here, that was the night I joined church.
Amen.
And I come in obedience. That's when the rejoicing,
Amen.
Just as the unit did, the rejoicing began when I become obedient.
Amen.
I was going to tell this. For 14 years, because they would all tell my testimony, I felt like a dog about it. For 14 years, I was cold and indifferent. I wouldn't get up and tell what the Lord had done for me. And finally, was fixing to take the Lord's Supper one day. And I knew I had to be close to God. I just didn't feel right. I wanted to feel him. I wanted to give him reverence. Brother Thomas was praying. They had the table set out here and them deacons. They'd unfolded that and raided across that bread. Brother Thomas, they come and folded it back up and laid it to the side.
Amen.
I didn't know what that meant then. He prayed, and when he prayed, I prayed. And we're right in the middle of fixing to have the Lord's Supper. And I said, I want to thank the Lord for saving my soul. And I was crying. And I didn't have a girl raised Catholic come running. And they moved the table and she fell down and got saved. That's why it's important for all of us to follow God. I didn't have a thing to do with it. God done it all. But I was obedient. You want to see, and me and her have a special bond. She still loves me. When she sees me, she hugs me. I never done nothing, but I was obedient.
Amen.
That's all I'm trying to be tonight. Amen. He woke me up this morning and said, you preach on this. Yep. Be obedient. Don't do like some people go. I told it the next night. I did. But then I went years. Had to go another year or two before I asked the Lord again to give me something to do. That day I asked him, he let me testify. The next time I asked him, he called me to preach. And I wasn't obedient to that neither. I ain't going to lie. And I paid a price for it. You need to be obedient to God.
Amen.
So let the redeemed of the Lord say so. For the heart of man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth of confession is made unto salvation.
Amen.
He's not confusing you. That's the devil. If you're lost tonight, the pains of hell are upon you. You come and seek the Lord. If you saved tonight, give him the praise for what he's done for you. That's my message, Brother Larry, if you got a song. Amen.